The ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz in Florida's Big Bend, bracing for Hurricane Helene, where storm surge could reach 20 feet. Governor Ron DeSantis telling residents to take this storm seriously.
Wherever you are, if your local EM officials say that it's too hazardous to go and that you're better off just hunkering down, heed that advice.
The major hurricane expected to make landfall tonight. FEMA says Helene also poses a threat to other states in the coming days. Vice President Kamala Harris met with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House today, following Zelensky's meeting with President Biden. Biden announcing another round of aid for Ukraine. Former President Trump held a briefing today criticizing Harris for her trip to the border tomorrow, blaming her for the migrant crisis. New York City's Mayor Eric Adams will be arraigned in federal court tomorrow. He's facing 5 counts, including bribery and soliciting illegal campaign donations from foreign governments. This is ABC News. Billionaire Elon Musk is asking for X, formerly known as Twitter, to be reinstated in Brazil. Musk says the company complied with orders from Brazil's Supreme Court, including blocking certain accounts from the platform. X was blocked in Brazil last month after one of the country's justices accused the platform of spreading hate messages. A somber day at the Oakland Coliseum. Fans are attending the final game of the Oakland A's.
For generations of A's fans, they grew up going to the Oakland Coliseum to see their team play. For 57 years, Oakland has had the A's. Now playing their last game in the city, and emotions are strong. This man out tailgating in the parking lot.
We've always been A's fans. I mean, I've been coming here, and I'm sure you hear this from a lot of people. You know, with their fathers, their grandfathers, and it's tough.
Many A's fans are angry that team ownership didn't find some way to keep the team in Oakland.
ABC's Alex Stone, Michelle Franz, and ABC News.
For top-notch wick buildings, garage door installation, service, and removal, turn to Wilson Door and Construction in Richland Center. With 2 decades of experience, we guarantee quality work and exceptional service. Trust us to handle all your construction needs with expertise and professionalism. Call us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Lots of stars tonight with a low of 50, mostly sunny and summery tomorrow with a high of 80, and a few clouds tomorrow night with a low of 52. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the west-southwest at 3 miles per hour, and it's mostly sunny, and our current temperature is 76 degrees.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A contentious congressional hearing has shown that lawmakers are uneasy about the U.S. Postal Service's readiness for a crush of mail ballots for the November election because some of them feel burned by other Postal Service actions. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy sought to reassure a House Appropriations Subcommittee on Thursday that the Postal Service is well positioned for an extraordinary effort to deliver mail ballots to election officials on time to be counted, and that close to 100% will promptly make it. But as subcommittee members asked DeJoy about mail ballots, they criticized a larger plan to make the mail delivery system more efficient and less costly by consolidating mail processing centers. A Wisconsin district attorney said today that her office is pursuing an investigation into the removal of an absentee ballot drop box by the mayor of Wausau. Mayor Doug Denny removed the drop box located outside of City Hall on Sunday and distributed a picture of himself doing it while wearing workers' gloves and a hard hat. Denny is a conservative opponent of drop boxes. The drop box was locked and no ballots were in it. The city clerk notified Marathon County District Attorney Teresa Wetson-Tien, and she said in an email today that she is requesting an official investigation with the assistance of the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Local election clerks are showing how secure it is to vote in Wisconsin. Madison City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bell says machines are tested publicly 10 days before every election.
You can come and you can watch. It's on a Saturday. Watch us test every single machine, every single ballot style for every candidate to make sure that votes are going to be counted properly.
Local election clerks are also busy explaining how secure Wisconsin's balloting is. For instance, Witzel-Bell says all poll workers work in twos.
There are always two poll workers involved when they are dealing with ballots. Two poll workers initial your ballot. Two poll workers are checking you into the poll book. Two poll workers are involved if an absentee is damaged and needs to be remade.
About 2,000 Madison voters were recently sent duplicate absentee ballots by accident. Witzel-Bell says barcodes will prevent anyone from voting twice. Native American languages are in danger of disappearing, but keeping them going is difficult. Some people in Wisconsin are trying to save Native American languages. Laura Red Eagle is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and part of the Indigenous Language Table. It's a group that meets in Madison once a week to have everyday chats in Native tongues.
It takes a veil away. You can kind of see how people think, how you view the world. You can ask questions, and you don't feel stupid for doing that because anybody that's showing up for a language class is already super brave. If they can speak one or two words or at least, you know, get their introduction done or hear some more, then it's worth it. And I don't know, they feel revitalized themselves in doing it.
The United Nations predicts more than half the world's languages will disappear in about 75 years. A study by the Better Business Bureau shows investment scams are on the rise once again. Wisconsin BBB spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says those scams have overtaken online shopping scams in complaints filed. Schiller says victims can lose large sums of money because they're hoping to win big. Anyone trying to offer you a fantastic chance to get in on a new business or a new sure thing for your portfolio is likely trying to scam you. If it sounds too good to be true, as ever, it usually is. It's River Valley Homecoming Week. This year's theme is Candyland. As part of the homecoming festivities, the 61st annual River Valley School Fair will be held tomorrow. Sherry Graflunder is the agricultural education instructor at River Valley.
We are aiming for over 600 exhibitors for our school district, which is nice to have. That'll not be a record. Our record is higher, but based off a percentage of the students in the school district, it is getting close to a record.
Inside exhibits were accepted today in the gym. Animal exhibits will be accepted tomorrow. Graflunder says it is a record year for the animal exhibits.
I went to all the farms and ID'd all the animals. We have over 60 animals that will be at the sale next week. So we're looking for the bidders to come in. We have a record-breaking year as far as auction animals, and the dairy's increasing again so far.
You are encouraged to attend the fair and check out the new addition to the animal exhibit area.
We have an area just for dairy and beef to be able to not be on concrete, to have a softer feel for them so they will not hurt their legs and feet. And then we have expanded so that all the swine and goats and sheep can fit in one area.
The River Valley FFA and WIC buildings are also sponsoring a petting zoo this year. The fair will also feature a number of educational exhibits.
We have secured a milk the cow station so that we can show people what the animal eats and then how it produces milk. So that's the point of that. Soil sensory, this is where the students will be able to have the opportunity to make dirt pudding and understand the healthy soil and what it can produce. We're bringing in Jennifer Russell from Case for Learning. Many Hats of a Farmer will be done by Lori Wick. She's a good friend of our program. She's done a lot of grant reading for us and helped the kids with training for various speaking contests. Cows Upcycle, can you? So Sarah from Iowa County is coming up to show people how cows can upcycle food products and better the environment. And then, like I stated, we have the Iowa County Tech Rescue Team. They're going to show us to how they will rescue somebody who may be trapped in a bin or a different farm implement. So they're going to talk about augers and bin safety and then show people how we can rescue and save lives. The Arena Fire Station, Todd Pinkham and Hunter Pinkham are alumni of our program of the FFA. So they're coming back with their fellow firefighters to show us what firefighters do in emergency situations and how important they are in our area. Wisconsin Pork Producers, Morgan Wark is coming up to explain that. And then Richland County, Carlene Craddock is going to come over and explain what 4-H and the benefits are. And then last but not least, Nancy Legal is going to explain ag in the classroom opportunities to the youth and show them how impactful agriculture is in our diverse area of Wisconsin.
There will be no school for students in the River Valley School District tomorrow. The fair will begin at 8 with the animal auction at noon. The River Valley Homecoming Parade will step off at 3. In Friday night's homecoming football game at 7, River Valley will host Lancaster. WRCO's Phil Nee will have reports from the River Valley School Fair tomorrow. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation invites you to review and share feedback on the agency's 2024 Americans with Disabilities Act Transition Plan. The ADA Transition Plan shares information on WisDOT's efforts to continually improve accessibility throughout the state highway system, including roadside facilities, navigability within public rights-of-way, and public input processes. Per federal law, the transition plan is regularly maintained with opportunities for public input. The plan is available on WisDOT's website at wisconsindot.gov/ADA. The 30-day public comment period goes through Saturday. The public is encouraged to review the plan and share comments via the online form.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center, died August 17th at Our House Memory Care. Funeral services for Mary and her husband Richard will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Mary and Richard's name be directed to the GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Alzheimer's Association. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center. Christina K. Tina Yoder, 37, of rural Hillsboro, died September 17th at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home this evening from now until 8, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Christina K. Tina Yoder, 37, of rural Hillsboro. Mary Ann Lindy Schmitz, 90, of Bear Valley, died Tuesday at Pines Independent Living in Prairie du Sac. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Killian's Catholic Church in Bear Valley. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Killian's Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Mary Ann Lindy Schmitz, 90, of Bear Valley. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center, died September 15th at Pine Valley Community Village from complications related to frontal lobe dementia. A memorial mass will be held Saturday at 11:30 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Saturday from 9 until 11:15 before departing to the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to be donated to Alzheimer's, Pine Valley Community Village, and a Grace. Robert M., Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center. Peter B. Regnery, age 81, died August 7th. A funeral service will be held at 2:30 Saturday at St. Philip Church near Rolling Ground. A burial service and reception will follow at the Regnery Farm. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Peter B. Regnery, age 81. Pauline L. Stockton, age 101, died Monday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Czech National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Pauline L. Stockton, age 101. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove, died Monday. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at Hope Lutheran Church in McFarland. The service may be live-streamed at GundersonFH.com. Burial will be held at Hope Cottage Grove Cemetery. Friends may call at Hope Lutheran Church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Hope Lutheran Church. Gunderson East Funeral and Cremation Care is assisting the family of Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet, died Saturday. A memorial service will be held Saturday, November 30th at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday, November 30th, from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet. Esther Powers, 82, of Reedstown, died Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Health Services. A private graveside service will be held at a later date. The Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown is serving the family of Esther Powers, 82, of Reedstown.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns makes it easier to care for the skin you're in. With over 20 years of experience, Dr. Enns cares for patients of all ages at Gunderson Boscobel's specialty clinic and accepts referrals from non-Gunderson facilities. From acne to eczema, rashes to dermatitis, to skin cancer screenings and diagnosis, Dr. Enns specializes in all things skin without the long wait. To learn more, call the Gunderson Boscobel specialty clinic today.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. A clear and comfortable evening here after high temperatures scraped 80 degrees. We're now slowly falling to near 50. We'll see a ton of stars out there tonight and will be mostly sunny and summery still tomorrow. A huge high-pressure system is dominating the area, and it's going to halt itself and stay put for the entire weekend. In fact, it's actually the reason why Hurricane Helene won't make its way up here. Much of the cloud cover and rainfall stay well south. Now, there is the tiniest chance that we could see a few more clouds over the weekend and maybe a sprinkle or two, but I really think we're going to stay mainly dry. I mean, tomorrow, winds are going to be a bit breezy out of the northeast. High temperatures still make it to 80. Overnight lows fall to the low 50s. And for Saturday, we once again return to the low 80s. And with that breeze remaining out of the northeast, that means we're going to stay dry. Same story for Sunday as well. High temperatures return to 80 degrees and will stay mostly clear and dry. Few more clouds building in for Monday, becoming partly sunny but staying pleasant. Highs in the upper 70s and for Tuesday. This is when we're going to feel the difference. The wardrobe is going to be changing. In fact, a cold front moves in Monday night. It could spark up a few showers, but it's definitely going to be dropping our highs to much more seasonable, with highs reaching just the mid-60s.
So picture this, a cloudy, blustery, cooler day. And then as the clouds start to clear out overnight, we drop crisp. Overnight lows falling to the upper 30s Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning. With such a crisp and chilly start, you know highs are only going to make it to the upper 60s. So yes, it's quite the roller coaster. We're still on the hill, waiting to take that plummet down, which is nothing compared to what Florida is about to go through. Hurricane Helene has been upgraded to a Cat 3, with up to a 20-foot storm surge possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 77 degrees after a high of 80 and a morning low of 46. Yesterday's high was 78 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1986 is 86 degrees, with a record low of 29 set back in 1966. Last year's high was 68 with a low of 60. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:52. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:54. The winds are out of the south at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.01. Relative humidity is sitting at 49%, and we have no precipitation to report so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 77 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's high school sports lineup.
The Richland Center soccer team is hosting Dodge Point this afternoon and evening, and it is senior night for the Richland Center soccer team. They'll get underway with varsity action around 7. The Richland Center volleyball team is hosting a Digging for Pink night tonight. Dodgeville is also their opponent. River Valley with homecoming volleyball at home against Prairie du Chien, and Wisconsinites Barneveld is playing at River Valley in soccer. That match is underway. Cross-country action tonight, an invitational at Prairie du Chien for several teams, including Riverdale. In the Ridge and Valley, volleyball action for Weston at Wazika Steuben, and Kickapoo is at North Crawford. Ithaca is home for a match against DeSoto. Riverdale is entertaining Iowa Grant. The varsity match will be beginning in the 6 o'clock hour. The Chieftains are coached by Jesse Kinney, who talked to us about Iowa Grant.
We both seem to have struggled if we're looking at records so far this year. So I think it'll be a really good match. And last year this was, you know, a 5-set match, I'm pretty sure. At both places when we went to Iowa Grant and when they came to us. So, you know, it's one of those things where I feel like those are the teams that just rise up to play, and like kind of like basketball, like no matter who's really on fire that year, you're going to play your best match against them. So it's going to be a battle.
The pre-match show is coming up shortly. Later on tonight, Riverdale and Iowa Grant are featured matchup on WRCO Radio Sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Dr. Seuss said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwarz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether those questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Street, Richland Center, and visit Schwarz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. from residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders, two large bulk tanks. Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. And in a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Aaron Civale pitched six scoreless innings in his last start before the postseason, and Joey Ortiz was a home run short of the cycle as the Milwaukee Brewers defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-2. Civale allowed three hits, struck out five, and walked one. He is 6-1 with a 2.57 ERA in his last nine starts. Ortiz, a rookie third baseman, tripled in the third inning and came home on Bryce Terang's ground out to open the scoring. Milwaukee will be hosting the NL Wild Card Series beginning on Tuesday. The Pirates lost for the ninth time in 13 games. And before that Wild Card Series, the Brewers have one more series to go to finish out the season, and that'll start tomorrow. It'll be a three-game series at home against the New York Mets, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, the first game of the series tomorrow night. And first pitch will be at 7:10, with the pregame starting at around 6:35. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
This week, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society introduces you to more pet dangers to be on the lookout for during fall. First, fruits and nuts that have fallen from trees can grow unhealthy mold, and fruit pits, nuts, and acorns can all cause choking or gastrointestinal obstructions in pets. Also, with cooler temperatures and with school in session, germs spread more readily. This being the case, be sure to keep medicine out of your pet's reach. Acetaminophen is especially toxic to cats, and decongestants can be dangerous for both dogs and cats. Be careful around all of these potential pet hazards, and enjoy autumn with your pets. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Cattle were higher Thursday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on Stein to provide you the best products, get you higher yields, and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were down on profit-taking and technical selling, along with spillover from a reversal in soybean oil. Harvest delays are still likely in the south and east as Hurricane Helene makes landfall and moves inland. Contracts are a little bit overbought, though, after the recent gains. November beans were 12 and a quarter lower at 10.41. January was down 12 and a half at 10.59 and a quarter. October soybean meal was $1.90 lower at $3.24.20, and also looking overbought, October bean oil was down 146 points at $42.92. Corn was lower on profit-taking. Central and western parts of the Corn Belt should be able to make solid near-term harvest progress. The trade's also monitoring planting conditions in Argentina and Brazil. December corn was two lower at 4.13 and a quarter. March was down two and a quarter at 4.31. And wheat was lower on profit-taking. Soft red winter planting delays are probable, but there should be good hard red winter progress. Drought in the Black Sea region is a continued concern for global wheat. December Chicago was 5 lower at 5.84 and a quarter. December Kansas City was down 2 at 5.79. December Minneapolis wheat was 5.5 lower at 6.11 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were higher, watching direct cash cattle business develop. Megan Grebner is going to have more on that in just a bit. October live is up $1.05 at $184.10. December was 50 higher at $184.82. October feeders were up 90 at $246.92. November feeder cattle were 92 higher at $244.97. And hogs were lower ahead of the USDA's quarterly inventory and cold storage reports, which were out after the close. October lean was down 45 at 82.02. December was 97 cents lower at 73.92. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
To moderate round of direct cash cattle trade took place on Thursday. Deals in Kansas were at $184 to $185 live, and in Texas at $185 live. That's $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals were at $294 in Nebraska, about $4 higher than the prior week's business. Box beef closed lower on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.80 at $296.37. Select was 91 cents lower at $282.37. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs close higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up $1.14 with a weighted average of 78.18. The Iowa Minnesota was 22 cents higher, and the Western Corn Belt up 61 cents. Both had a weighted average of 78.18. Pork values were higher, up 54 cents at 94.64, and estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The USDA says there was a slight year-to-year increase in the U.S. hog herd. The hog and pig inventory of 76.5 million head on September 1st was fractionally larger than last year, with a 1% increase in market hogs canceling out a 2% decrease for the breeding inventory. Ongoing herd expansion is questionable. More news is next.
Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath. Because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
U.S. Senator from Wisconsin says there's renewed interest in getting a five-year farm bill done in the lame duck session of Congress. Tammy Baldwin tells Brownfield farmers need that certainty.
We'll see how those conversations and negotiations go, but they have started anew in recent weeks, and my understanding is that they will continue through October recess, too.
The extension of the 2018 Farm Bill expires on Monday, and Baldwin says getting a deal done will not be easy. Minnesota-based Lando Lakes and Missouri-based MFA Incorporated are partnering to help farmers grow opportunities in sustainability. Lando Lakes Chief Operating Officer Brett Bruggeman tells Brownfield the two cooperatives will share resources and technology.
It's about data. It's about innovation.
And the USDA says U.S. red meat and poultry stocks in cold storage are below year-ago levels. Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Thinking ahead on herbicide programs. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. With harvest underway, an agronomist says this time of year is also when farmers should consider evaluating their herbicide programs. On this week's episode, we'll hear from Dean Grossnickel with Syngenta about best practices for the next growing season, some of the challenges farmers are currently facing, and other considerations farmers should be looking at to manage weeds and disease pressure. We'll learn more right after this.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Carter Degenhart, from Riverdale High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Carter plays football, baseball, and powerlifting. He's involved in FFA, Ag Mechanics, and takes part in the state tractor driving contest at Farm Tech Days.
You have to back through a lane and then drive through it and back it into a shed. There's another one where you have a four-wheel wagon. You got to pull it out of one shed and back it into another shed. And there's another part where you inspect a tractor to make sure everything's correct on it.
Carter does a lot of volunteer work, helping raise money for a number of organizations, including Blue River Fire and Rescue events. He helps his father and uncle on the farm, and for him, agriculture is a way of life.
Because the farmer doesn't get to decide if the cattle need to eat or not. They have to get up and feed the cattle every morning, and even if you're not a farmer, you can be involved in agriculture through just going to the grocery store and buying, whether it's meat or vegetables or something.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Farmers head into harvest, and agronomist says it's not too early to be thinking about herbicide programs. Dean Grossnickel with Syngenta tells Brownfield.
We really rely on that canopy for suppression of weed germination. And once that canopy drops, maybe you get some water hemp that germinates or palm or amaranth or something else. But those things can still go to seed and add to your seed bank, and that could be problematic.
He says farmers need to evaluate potential updates to weed management, especially given current commodity prices.
And better management means that, you know, we put a good pre down, but we're getting after it with that overlapping residual before weeds emerge. And so that means I might have to be at that 21 days, 28 days after that planter rolls, putting on that extra residual. It takes us doing things a little bit more aggressively with things that we can control in these tight budget situations.
Grossnickel also recommends keeping an eye out for signs of corn rootworm damage.
It's coming back. Its populations are coming back. And again, if you're a corn-on-corn grower, evaluating your corn rootworm choices at that point in time is valuable as well.
He says Nebraska farmers have been especially challenged this year by the emergence of southern rust.
It came on early, kind of people were seeing it, you know, thinking about treating it, and in some cases, you know, they either did or didn't, and that's really starting to impact yields as we've gone forward here, and our corn crop is trying to finish out.
And he says the results will be noticeable for those who treated their crops early.
I think it's going to pay big dividends in the end versus those people that said, you know, okay, yeah, it's challenging, I'm going to tap out, I'm not going to, you know, I think we've got a big crop, but yet I'm not going to invest in that crop. I think sometimes in those, some of those acres, we're going to see yields be challenged a little bit because of the disease.
Grossnickel says Syngenta's Mirvis Neo fungicide has an SDHI component that works well to combat southern rust, tar spot, and other crop diseases.
It's given us a broader level of control, longer lasting control, because it's very lipophilic. It's going to stay on that plant. It's going to help prevent those diseases. We like to say we can get up to 40 days worth of control with that because it's so binds so tightly with that leaf cuticle.
He says better management must take precedence if farmers want to improve their yields and their overall profitability. Brownfield interviewed Grossnickel during the 2024 Husker Harvest Days near Grand Island, Nebraska earlier this month. I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Get a discount now when you stock up on home heating pellets at All-American Do-It Center. All-American is your source for heating pellets, starting at only $5.99 per bag. But wait, hurry in now and save money when you take home a 50-bag pallet load of blended wood pellets for just $5.57 per bag. We also have hardwood and softwood pellets starting at $6.22 per bag with pallet discount. Stock up now and save money on home heating pellets, but only while supplies last at All-American Do-It Center, Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
So maybe we should relapse, drink us one or two or three jigs, go back. Baby, I ain't talking rehab, I'm talking when we have, when you were mine. Look at that look in your eye, I've been dressing you in my.
just want a two or three jigs. Going back, baby, I ain't talking rehab. I'm talking when we had, when you were mad. Love that look in your eyes.
That was Relapse with Warren Zeders right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Good evening. I'm Tim Thede. I'm going to be bringing you a little bit of music before we bring you high school volleyball. We didn't know how soon the pregame would start. The varsity for the match between Riverdale and Iowa Grant, that starts at 6:15. That's the scheduled time. So we were just seeing how the JV did. And JV right now, they're in the third set of their matches. So that should be coming up pretty soon, and we're going to have that on WRCO right here, WRCO 100.9 FM. Pregame should start close to the 6 o'clock hour, and Phil Neal will be making the call for that game. But I hope each and every one of you are having a great Thursday evening, another day closer to the weekend, and there's a lot of stuff going on in the area this weekend, so I hope you're able to go out and take part in anything that is going on this weekend. And just to let you know, there's just a little bit of time. St. Barnabas's Parish in Mazamani is hosting its Holy Cross Estate Sale. That's going on until 6 this evening, but if you didn't get a chance to go down there today, you can go ahead and go tomorrow. They have that going on tomorrow from 8 to 5, and then on Saturday from 8 till noon. So be sure to attend that if you're able to do that. So, and coming up here shortly, we, like I said, we will be having volleyball action right here on WRCO, so be sure to keep it tuned right here.
How important are egress windows to your family? I'm Brent Montre, owner of Tri-State Basement Repair. Go from dark basements to pleasant spaces and keep your family safe. Egress windows provide natural light, fresh air, and most importantly, an egress window provides a safe exit in case of emergency. There's no stress when you have an egress. Call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Online at tristatebasementrepair.com.
Tri-State Basement Repair, 877 for web fix.
Tri-State Basement Repair, our family helping your family.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-89 today.
It's Apple Fest in Gays Mills this weekend with lots of great food, live music, and the big parade on Sunday. Stroll down Main Street where you'll find vendors, live music, food, and fun activities for the whole family. At the county fairgrounds, there's the carnival, flea market, and the arts and crafts show that will feature nearly 100 vendors offering antiques, collectibles, crafts, and fabulous food. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during Apple Fest in Gays Mills. Get ready for a weekend of vintage fun at the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show at the Richland County Fairgrounds, October 4th through the 6th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Enjoy free admission and plenty of activities for the entire family. Savor delicious food from the 4-H. Grab breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, and don't miss the famous HCCP pie stand. There's a special youth exhibit for those under 16, a silent auction, and the FFA tractor raffle. Friday kicks off with a truck drive at 9 a.m. Saturday features a tractor and ATV drive, threshing at 12:30, a pedal pull, and 4 p.m. parade. Wrap up the weekend with a hearty breakfast in Cowboy Church on Sunday morning, followed by more threshing at 12:30. Join them for a weekend of trucks, tractors, and tradition at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 4th through the 6th.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville. Napa know-how.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Your smile is a thin disguise.
get this feeling that I can't explain. Every time I see your face or hear your name, I just go crazy, thinking maybe this may be my chance. What would you say to me if I said, baby, let's lay down and dance? I got to tell you, girl, you drive me wild. Every time I see you dance, I see that smile. My world gets hazy, and I'm moving like I'm in a trance. Oh, I know it's crazy, but baby, let's lay down and dance. When it comes to love, my heart is black and it's blue. Swore I was through with romance. Girl, you're something that I'm counting on you. You're my brand new second chance. My friends all tell me that I'm not your kind. They say I better pray your love is blind. You got to save me. I'm a victim of your circumstance. Oh, I know it's crazy, but baby, let's lay down and dance.
My baby,